If you've ever wanted to sing in a world-class choral group, here's your chance. The national award-winning Tallahassee Community Chorus is opening its ranks to new members. For all of its 30 years of existence, the Tallahassee Community Chorus has been under the direction of the legendary Dr. Andre Thomas, who notes the chorus has been steadily building a legend of its own.
Most recently recognized when we received the 2017 American Prize for Community Choruses in the United States.
But as Dr. Thomas is quick to point out, the chorus takes great pains to reflect its community and is not limited to professional level singers.
It's intergenerational, from 16-year-olds to 85-plus. You know, and I used to say, if you can walk through the door, you can be in the choir. Now I say, if you can get through the door, you can be in the choir.
Chorus President Jan Smith says the qualifications to join are by no means extreme.
We're looking for folks who love to sing, who can commit to 2 hours rehearsals every Monday night from now until the end of April. And we'll start on Monday, August 28th at St. John's Episcopal Church in Allfriend Hall.
Smith says there's no obligation, but it is a good chance to check out the group before making a commitment.
We start registration at 6:30. We start rehearsal promptly at 7:30. And then we'll have two more registration opportunities on September 11th and September 18th. So if you want to just come and see what it's like on the 28th and not sign up yet, you can do that.
And Community Chorus Executive Director Randall Webster says this is also an opportunity for former members to reconnect or for supporters to sing along with their wallets.
We're looking for alumni of the chorus to maybe come back and join the fold. And then anybody who wants to contribute, we have a special program, 30 for 30, $30 for 30 contributions can be made.
And speaking of the Tallahassee Community Chorus's 30th anniversary season, it will feature some real treats for all lovers of choral music. We'll provide an advanced look at those performances in our next report. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.